This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. It was a beautiful Easter Sunday in South Florida, and the sky was full of airplanes when tragedy struck in a private King Air bound from Marco Island, near Naples, to Jackson, Mississippi. The pilot died at the controls, and a passenger with a private single-engine rating stepped into the right seat. After Miami Center controllers got him safely clear of traffic, he was handed over to Fort Myers Approach. We've cut out extraneous material from the tape provided by the FAA, but left the remaining segments in sequence.
Fort Myers Center, King Air 559er, Delta Whiskey.
King Air 559er, Delta Whiskey, Fort Myers Approach. And are you in a descent right now, sir?
I am. What you want me to do is hold it or what?
Actually, if you can... We can just start a descent down to 5,000, and we're getting some help from another pilot that's familiar with the airplane. We'll get you some information. Can you descend the airplane?
I can, down to 5,000 on heading 270. This is a King Air 200.
King Air 9 or Delta Whiskey, Roger. We're passing that information now. If you're able, fly heading 240 and descend and maintain 5,000. Just take your time. We'll set you up for the airport.
Yeah, I did.
All right, 240 to 5,900 Delta Whiskey.
And November 9 Delta Whiskey, are you using the autopilot or are you flying the airplane?
Me and the good Lord's hand flying this 9 Delta Whiskey.
Okay, very good. Thank you. 9 Delta Whiskey, are you a licensed pilot?
No time, single engine land, 9 Delta Whiskey.
Okay, very good. King Air 9 Delta Whiskey, when you're ready, turn a left heading 180. We start working you towards the airport. Whenever you're ready to turn, fly heading 180.
180 to 5,000 for 9 Delta Whiskey. I need to slow my descent down. That's 2,500 feet per minute here. I need to get my throttle set for this descent. I don't know where to set it at.
Okay, sir, we'll get some information. If you just retard it just a little bit, and I'll get you an answer on that. And if you want to stop the descent, that's fine, too.
I'm 150 knots. I need to keep stalling this airplane. I'm just going through a little descent here.
Okay, sir. Just advance the throttles, and your altitude's good, so I guess just pick up the speed with the throttles and try to hold 5,000 feet. And 9 Delta Whiskey, the information I'm getting now is to leave the props and the power where it's at and just fly like you normally would a single engine for now.
All right, 9 Delta Whiskey.
You got any alarms or warnings going off?
Oh, just heavy trim.
Okay, heavy trim. Okay, I'll pass that on. Now, they're telling me the trim control is on the yoke, and it's on the left-hand side of the yoke where the thumb would be, on the upper left-hand side of the yoke for trim.
Understand.
That might help you keep from the yoke forces.
9 Delta Whiskey, 4,700 for 3.
9 Delta Whiskey, more information for you about the throttles. Just operate them like you normally would in a single engine. They said the turbine will respond to it pretty similarly. So just as far as power and airspeed, you can just operate it like a normal throttle. King Air 9 or Delta Whiskey, fly heading 070, vector to the airport.
070, 9 or Delta Whiskey. I think I see a runway at 12 o'clock and about 7, 8 miles, 9 or Delta Whiskey.
9 Delta Whiskey, that's correct. You're looking at the right runway. That's runway 6 at International, and you're about a 15-mile final now. And 9 Delta Whiskey, you are cleared to land. Cleared to land runway 6.
Appreciate it. Cleared to land runway 6. 9 Delta Whiskey, I need to talk to me, flaps, 9 Delta Whiskey. When I touch down, if I ever touch down, do I just kill the throttle or what?
That's correct. When you touch down, slowly kill the throttle.
900 Delta Whiskey through 1400, got 140 indicated. Got dead pilots inside me.
9 Delta Whiskey, I believe you got one more D10 left on the flaps, so when you get to 120, it'll be full flaps at 120. And 9 Delta Whiskey, you don't have to respond. More information, once you make it onto the ground, just center line with the rudder pedals, you kill the throttle and maximum braking.
Got it, 9 Delta Whiskey.
You have plenty of runway, sir, so if you got to add a lot of power to make the threshold, that's fine. You got 12,000 feet of runway.
Full flaps, 9 Delta Whiskey, 120 indicated.
9 Delta Whiskey, Roger. It looks good from here. Good job.
Wind check again.
340 at 3 knots. It's almost calm.
That's what you want, Bard.
9 Delta Whiskey, the runway's all yours. You can turn left or right, whatever's easier for you. Power all the way back, and they're telling me max braking.
For now, buddy, thank you. Nine Delta Whiskey.
Nine Delta Whiskey, when you're ready, you can go to ground frequency 121.9. Nice work.
121.9, thank you.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.